Blog Talk Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነት ከናበ
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Shalom, Chaverim, Shalom. This is Yadin here. This is Ras Iadonis Tafari, L-O-J, the Lion of Judah here. We're on the Wednesday podcast, Ras Tafari Wednesday podcast, a.k.a. Wisdom Wednesday. With today's daily psalm is Psalm 60. Here we're at the 50th sabbatical study known as Ki Tabo. Ki Tabo, as we point to the ancient pointing in modern Hebrew, many would say, Kitavo, Kitavo, when you go in, when ye become in to the land. So previous, the 49th Ki Tetzei, when you go forth, when you go out, La Milchama, to war, and here direction instructions of when ye become into the land. So here for the Wednesday podcast, here at the fourth day of this Shabuah, this week, this 7 days, the midway day in the week. Let's ride up with a psalm appointed here for this particular day, Psalm 94, according to the royal order. Yes, sir.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Thunder, draw lightning and thunder.
Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Surely will come down.
93. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Here, this is in the Hebrew. This is the evening psalm appointed for the fourth day. You know, from the studies, this psalm was chanted in the temple of Jerusalem, 70 AD, and still by the remnant of the diaspora that kept, you know, to the way even afterward. And also, this psalm is found as the Wednesday evening psalm. So according to ancient Judaic studies, 70 AD and before, by the priests in the temple, there were like these evening psalms based on the Psalms of David, and here for the midway day in the week, let's hear this in the Hebrew right here. Yeah.
מזמור צד דלת אל נקמות אדוני אל נקמות הופיע הנשא שופט הארץ השב גמול על גאים עד מתי רשעים אדוני עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו יביעו ידברו עתק יתאמרו כל פועלי עוול עמך אדוני ידכאו ונחלתך יענו, אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, יתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו לא יראה יח ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט, היוסר גויים הלא יוכיח, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי המה הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו, להשקיט לו ממי רע, עד יקרא לרשע שחת. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני נסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא הבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק, יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ולוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
Yes, 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 because it's Wisdom Wednesday, and so the Book of Wisdom for I and I. Proverbs, Proverbs.
For they shall be an
oration
of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law
of thy mother. Yes, I. Yes, I. Hear the instruction of the father, and forsake not the Torah of thy mother. Hear, hear, hear the Alpha and Omega of Proverbs. First chapter, last chapter, double wise, right here, here, here. Cultural roots. Take note, take note.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs. Alpha Omega of Proverbs. Right here, here, here. Discipleship Radio.
And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy not the law of thy not the law of thy
my son.
Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law. Forsake not
my
the
son.
Law. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Of thy father, and for father, and for father, my son, my son, my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, thy mother, thy mother, thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, 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 the law of thy mother. The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion, A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
Yes, the Alpha Omega Proverbs. So in the beginning, the speaker, right, Solomon introduces the teacher of wisdom, Proverbs, and Proverbs, and that's wisdom, wisdom. Wisdom is a very, very interesting, I'll say, persona and character in the scripture. She is testified as being there with the Almighty Yahweh Elohim, you know, in Proverbs chapter 8. You know, even in the Hebrew context of Bereshith, she's called a Reshith, which is a female word for like Rosh or Ras, head. She's the principle, the beginning. So in wisdom did Yahweh Eloheinu create the heavens and the earth, in wisdom. So she is the one who's really testifying right there, there, there. That's the beginning of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1. And then in Proverbs chapter 31 goes to praise the Eshet Hayil, Hayil, the woman of strength, the woman of power, or the translators say the woman of virtue, the virtuous woman. Warrior, king, come in. Yes, sir.
Shuba Shubai, Shuba Shubadei, Shuba Shubai, Shuba Shuba Shubadei, Shuba Shubai, Shuba Shubadei, yeah, 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 yeah. Now, no real man can live without no woman. That night today, says a woman to her man. Essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman, to keep my strong. With this part of your plan, I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I, you burn out dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. That night today, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The party of the life career, the Empress Omega. The mother of the far-right culture, revises the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman could never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba Shubai, Shuba Shubadei, Shuba Shubai, Shuba Shuba Shubadei, Shuba Shubai, Shuba Shubadei, Shuba Shubadei, Shuba Shuba Shubadei.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna rise if you wanna purify the mother that I want, you know. There you go, so much though, you know.
Now, 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 now. A real man can live without the
a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man, I burn a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man.
Interesting. Real man can live without a woman. You know, and also in the beginning, as above, so below. This is one reason why I say, you know, that the Torah, the Hebrew scriptures, when read properly, is not sexist. Like, it cannot be, because if you understand the role of wisdom or she in the beginning, and also in Proverbs, it's wisdom that's saying that she's going to laugh at one's calamities. Like mama saying to you, she's going to laugh at you if you don't listen to what she's saying, you know. And then in the end of the book of Proverbs, it heals up that strong woman, Eshet, the Hebrew for woman, Eshet Hayel, you know, like Hayla, like the power, so forth and so on. Now we're going to ride up right here with this key tape, hey, getting some of the basic questions and some of the basic reasonments, right? Some of the basic questions, the basic reasonments right here. About maybe 13 of the questions. We have today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 60. Going to ride up with that as well. And so let's just heal up to the woman, the righteous woman, you know, the woman of Israel right here. Here's Mikey General, like this tune right here. Then we get into some more of this 50th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. Ki tavo, when you become in to the land, when you come into her, into the land, the rules, the regulations, directions, instructions. Mikey General, come forward. Yes.
Jerusalem, the respect I have for you, that nothing will never end. Lord will make you very, very glad. O woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem, the respect I have for you, jealousy will never end. O woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem, the respect I have for you. Never end, no, no, no.
All right, so right there. You know, it's a black woman dove right there. But here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 60, and go through an overview of this 60th, slinker, of this 50th Torah reading and feeding. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 60. So here we're at Ki Tavo. When you become into land, when you go into land, we're going to touch on the overview and maybe the first 13, 14 or so questions. But first, right here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, is Psalm 60.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
60. O God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble. Thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our and 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 tread down our.
Hashem Ha'av Wahabein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this short portion of reading and feeding.
We like to call it the sabbatical manna, the angel's bread, the manna right here. For Shabbat, Ki Tavo, when you become in, when you go in. Picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1 to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 8. So here for a little synopsis, an overview of this 50th weekly Torah reading and feeding right here, this sabbatical manna. The synopsis, overview. In the last Shavuah, the last sabbatical, right, the seventh Shavuah, last week's Torah portion was Ki Tetzeh. When you go forth, right? So one is when you go forth, almost a sense of when you come out, like to war. And the other one, this one here is Ki Tavo. Previous, for the 49th, Ki Tetzeh. It had listed no less than 74 of the Torah, especially the five books, referring to the five books of Moshe, first five books of the Bible, the 613 commandments. So in that previous Torah reading and feeding the 49th, we have 74, right? We have 74 of what's referred to as the 613 mitzvot or mitzvot commandments, covering a wide assortment of rules, regulations, you know, the Torah, direction, instructions, so different Torah, direction, instructions, various ones related to social life in Yisrael. Now, in this sabbatical study, for this Shavuah, for this week's Torah reading and feeding, Moshe, he concludes. Here's the conclusion. Here the conclusion of the matter, the legal section of his discourse, by first ordaining that the first fruits of the crops, which are called in the Hebrew the bikorim, first fruits of the crops, the bikorim, were to be brought to the priest, to HaKohanim, to the priest, in a prescribed ritual, right? A ritual, prescribed process, we can say.
to fulfill this mitzvah, this commandment, each Yisraeli, each Israelite farmer was required to travel to the Mikdash, to the sanctuary, with the best samples of his new crops to present before the altar, to present before HaMizbeach. He would then recite a brief history of the Israelite people concerning Yaakov, Jacob's wanderings, the experience of bondage in the Tawi, known as Mitzrayim and called Kemen, the bondage in Egypt, ancient Egypt, the great Exodus, the great coming out, and their possession, their present possession of the promised land. This is why this Torah portion, Ki Tabo, when ye be coming to the land. When he was finished with this recitation, this brief history, almost like an affidavit, he would sacrifice shelamim, peace offerings to celebrate, to honor Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim, Yahweh Eloheinu's provision with his family and friends, with the family and friends, in the mishpacha. Right, mishpacha is often as family, but like your family circle, the direct family, and also those who were close and were, as you say, like family, family and friends. Now, after explaining the Torah, the direction instruction of the Bikurim, of the first fruits, Moshe again reviewed the Torot, the laws, directions, instructions of tithing. An individual's yearly tithe is one-tenth of the harvest, or its approximate equivalent. That was to be distributed among Ha-Elohim, among the Levites. Again, let's go over this, because a lot doesn't talk about tithing and the prosperity, so-called preachers and pastors and all that tithing stuff. You remember that? Still going on, but that was really, you know, kind of made a front and center on social media. A lot of ones were, you know, giving some new insights, right? But then not quite according to the fullness of Torah, but definitely much better than many of the pastors and preachers who were the prosperity, some say prosperity pimps, so forth and so on. But when we start to study what was commanded and directed, we find that the tithe is much more full than what we have been made to believe or have accepted from what has been preached and proclaimed in so-called Christianity. So, again, Moshe, he reviews the Torah direction instructions of tithing. For example, an individual's yearly tithe is one-tenth of the harvest or its equivalent. And that was to be distributed among the Levites, Ha-Luim. Now, another question right here, a question that adds to the reasoning is, well, who did everybody give a tithe according to what is commanded? Because remember, the crops, right, belong to who? The one that is like the landlord or has land rights. Right, so usually it would be that particular man of the house who is descended from Jacob and Yisrael, the patriarchs, right? But let's go on. Now, that's the first, right? That's the first, right? The basic foundation there. But it goes on. From the remainder, right? From the remainder of that crop, right? So who is the owner of the land, or who is the one who the land has been distributed amongst that tribe, you know? So that one would be this individual. So that means that when the man who owned the land, the Israelite, his wife wouldn't have to tithe, his son, his daughter would not have to tithe, you know, he would tithe for everyone in his family, and we could say on that land that's allotted to him. All the crops that come in from that, these are his crops. He's the one that the land is distributed to according to HaTorah. Check. Now, from the remainder, an additional one-tenth. So there was that one-tenth of the harvest or its equivalent, and from the remainder, an additional one-tenth was to be set apart for the use at the Mikdash, at the sanctuary, the temple, the holy place, during the holy days, or during the third and the 6 years of the seven-year sabbatical cycle. And this was to be distributed locally, to the poor. So now what we have is, see, some people think that the tenth, the tithe is just that one-tenth right there. But the Torah teaches something a little bit more, and also the purpose of this. So that first tithe, right, that is the individual whose land it has been given within the covenant, right, whose land rights from the patriarchs, you know, the patriarchs descended from the patriarch, Yisrael, Jacob, right? Then there is a remainder, the first tithe distributed among the Levites. From the remainder of that harvest, an additional one-tenth was to be set apart. Right? That's why it says even in Malachi, you know, bring the tithes into my barn, you know, place it into the barn. That's set apart. For what? For what reason? For the use at the sanctuary during the holy days, during the third and 6 years of the seven-year sabbatical cycle. So that means it's a seven-year sabbatical cycle. And this remainder, that tithe, was to be distributed locally to the poor. Now, all tithes, because there's much more than just one tithe, but all of the tenths were to be given on the, quote, honor system, the kavod, on the honor system, and were not, this is the key, the tithes were not enforced by religious authorities. So, you know, a lot of churches, you know, they really enforce that in many of the old time and many of even the new time churches, right? But the interesting thing is when we look at and we research and read the Torah, right, the origination, we find that all of the tithes were to be given on an honor system and were not enforced by religious or, you know, the Levite authority. Did not double down on the people and browbeat them. No, this was to be given on an honor kavod system. Instead of enforcement by some religious authority, there's a formal vow, a formal neder, a formal vow, a formal neder, or neder, was made every 3 years. A formal vow was made every 3 years, stating that the proper amount had been separated and given as tithes. Now, we're going to get into some more of the detail of the tithes, right, to see which tithes are which, because there are a few tithes, right? In fact, since we're already here, let's just go into this right here. Since we're touching on tithes, this is part of the synopsis, the overview here for the 50th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong for Ki Tavo. It's actually question 15, right, in this sabbatical study. How much of a tithe was required to be given to Halloween, to the Levites, according to Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, a tenth part. Now, let's note this right here on tithes, however, that after harvesting, right, after harvesting the crops on that land, one fiftieth of the yield is separated for HaKohen, for the Kohen, for the priest, as a teruma, up offering. After this, the tenth is given to Halloween. So 1/50th of the yield is separated for the priest, you could say the high priest, as teruma. And after that, the tenth is given to Halloween, the Levites. Now, that one that we just touched on, even in the synopsis, is called a Maaser Rishon, or the first tithe, Maaser tithe Rishon first, Ma'aser Rishon. Now, besides that, there was another tenth that is separated to be eaten at the sanctuary during celebrations. Did you know that? So for the farmer, the Israeli, the Israelite farmer, right, who had that right to land, would separate, right, the first tithe, Ma'aser Rishon, and then there was another tithe, the Ma'aser Sheni, the second tithe, that was separated to be eaten at the Mikdash during celebrations by that man and his family and friends. This is called the Ma'aser Sheni, the second tithe. Now, note that during the third and the sixth years, the third and the sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, this is the sabbatical, right, cycle, the second tithe, Aser Sheni, is given to the poor among us. So let's just get this right and accurate. We have the Ma'aser Rishon, right, the first tithe, 1/50th of the yield, right, of the harvest, right, 1/50th goes to the Kohen as a teruma, a particular offering, up offering. After that, the tenth is given to Halloween. That's the Ma'aser Rishon, right, the first tithe. Now, besides that, there's another tithe, another Ma'aser, and this is separated to be eaten at the Mikdash during the celebrations. You know, it's either three times in a year, and all the males of Yisrael. So that's the one that, so there's a tithe that one would separate for themselves and their family. And this one was called the Ma'aser Sheni, or the second tithe. But now note this, that during the third and the sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, that Ma'aser Sheni, that second tithe, is given to the poor. That second tithe is given to the poor, amongst us, among I and I. How do we know this? Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 28. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 28. Now, what is that second tithe when it's given to the poor during the third and the sixth years of the 7 year, the Shemitah cycle? What is that tithe given to the poor called? It's called a Ma'aser Ani. Ma'aser Ani. Ma'aser Ani, or more better, Ma'aser Oni. Ani is I. Ani. Ani means poor. Oni. Oni. So the Ma'aser Oni, the poor tithe. Finally, on the Shemitah year, the seventh year of the cycle, none of the tithing Torot, the tithing laws, the tithing Torahs, direction, instructions, are applied. Now, this implies, right, the implication of this that's written in HaTorah is that we should donate one-fifth of our resources to fulfill the mitzvah, modern Hebrew, the mitzvah of tzedakah, charity, the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, remember that the word tzedakah for charity is really righteous giving, because from the root, tzedek, righteousness, justice. Note that money is also an acceptable form of tithing. Now, I've heard some Israelites say, because they wanted to look out against the prosperity pimps and pastors, you know, here's where it talks about having a zeal, but sometimes being a little overzealous without the knowledge, they say that money is never given as a tithe. Money is never given. Then we read in the Torah, it says that if you have that tithe, but the way to the sanctuary, the Mikdash, is too far away, you may convert that. You ought to convert the, you know, the crops and everything, if that's too much to carry, into money or into kesef. Kesef is the silver currency of ancient Yisrael, according to HaTorah, often likened to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the ancient Ethiopic Bur. The bur, which is silver, right? So money is also acceptable form of tithing. It is called the Ma'aser Kesafim. Kesef, from the word kesef, silver, kesafim, like silvers in that sense. So, yes, the tithing in principle is of the crops of the land. But yet in the very same tithing Torah, it states that if the way, say, to the place that Yahuwah said his name, for example, in Yerushalayim and Jerusalem in them days was too far away, then you are to convert the tithe that you had set apart into kesef, into silver, and you're to go with that. You're to bind up that money, that kesef, in your hand, and you're to go there, and then you're to spend that, you know, on your family and your friends, and to eat and rejoice in Yahuwah Eloheinu. Hallelujah. Yes, I. So just to point that out right there. So they are correct in the general sentiment when they say that money is not the primary tithe. The primary tithe is the crop of the land. But it states as a condition that if the way is too far and what you have is too much to carry, right, you will convert that into money, right, or kesef, into silver, right, and to bind up the silver, the kesef, in your hand. You know what? Let's do this right here. Let's actually go to the verse right here momentarily, brothers and sisters, so we can get the exact verse. Right, because ones will try to say, oh, he's off. He don't know what he's talking about. Okay, well, let's see what the Torah is talking about, and let's see if we knew what we were talking about right here. Let's go right here. We're going to look up money. It's interesting because money is many times in the Old Testament. Many, many, many times. But here, let's go over here. It's Deuteronomy chapter 14. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 24. Some Israelites, Hebrew Israelites, and some camps out there say that money is never. I've seen the memes. You've probably seen the memes. Never, never. And they make that never, really never. And it's like, if you said that tithes is mostly about the crops and animals, okay, then I could, you know, you say mostly. But when you say never, then the Torah says you are wrong. You're a liar. You're either in error, or if you know better, repent. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 24 says this. If the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, that Yahuwah Eloheka, that he who be we be thy Elohim shall choose to set his name, Shemo, Sham, his name, Veya, when Yahuwah Eloheka hath prospered, blessed thee. Verse 25, then shalt thou turn it into money and bind up the money or the kesef, the silver, in thine hand, and shall go to the place, the makom, that Yahuwah Eloheka, that Jehovah thy Elohim Almighty Power shall choose. Verse 26, and thou shalt bestow that money, that kesef, that silver, for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. It's King James translation. Whatsoever your soul desire, inclines, you prefer, that you want. For oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat there. Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Yahuwah thy Elohim, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household. Verse 27. And the Levites that is within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. Just want to point that out there, brothers and sisters. So the tithe is mainly the crops and the animals, the increase, right? That tenth based on the increase of the crops and the animals. But in those cases, as it says right here in Devarim in Deuteronomy chapter 14 at verse 24, where it says, if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, that Yahuwah Eloheka shall choose to set Shemo Shem, his name there, when Yahuwah Eloheka have blessed thee. So it's pointing out if the way be too long, if the place be too far, if you're not able to carry all of that tithe of crops and animals, right? Then thou shalt turn it into money and bind up the money, the kesef, the silver money, in thine hand, and shall go to the makom, to the place, the spot that Yahuwah Eloheka shall choose. And then it says, you shall bestow that money on whatever your soul desires, you know, for you and your family and your friends, your mishpacha, yes, your family circle. With that there, on a little bit on the tithing there, just to be a little full, right, learning what the ma'aser rishon is, the ma'aser shein, the ma'aser oni, you know, what these particular tithes are. That's why some would say that some Orthodox Jews, they say, well, they don't just give 10%, they give 22.5%. That is one way of kind of referring to what we have just pointed to right here in this synopsis for the 50th sabbatical study for Shabbat, Ki Tabo, Sabbath when ye be come in, Sabbath when you go in. So let's just go in on this a little bit more, synopsis overview right here. So Moshe here, he then instructs Ha'am, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, Amo Yisrael, that they were to set up 12 stones on Har Ebal, on Mount Ebal, near the city of Shechem. After they cross the Yarden River, the Jordan River, these stones were to be covered with plaster and inscribed with the Torah, the direction, instruction, the laws. The people were to obey, to hear and to obey in the promised land. After the stones were set up, Ha'am, the people were to build a mizbeach, an altar made of uncut stones, and offer whole burnt offerings, the olot, and shelamim, the burnt offerings, whole burnt offerings, and peace offerings to commemorate the occasion of entering the land as Yahuwah Eloheinu's chosen nation. Lastly, but not leastly, in this 50th sabbatical study for Ki Tabo, Moshe then gave further instructions regarding how to proclaim Berkot and Kelalot, the Berkot, the blessings and the cusses of the covenant, the blessings, the prosperity and increase, and the lessening, the lack, the cusses, the consequences, right, of the covenant in the promised land, as that was mentioned in the earlier sabbatical study in Parshat Re, after crossing the Yarden, the Jordan, and entering into Shechem, right, the tribes, the Matot, were to be separated into two groups, with six tribes on Har Gerizim shouting, Amen, Amen, after the Berkot, after the blessings, the word sound of prosperity and increase, were announced by Ha-Lewin, by the Levites, and six tribes shouting, Amen, Amen, after various kelalot, curses, consequences, that's the consequences for disobedience, were announced. After describing this rite, this ritual, Moshe delivered the tokaha, what is the tokaha? The tokaha is the rebuke, the correction, chastisement. But in this context, the rebuke, in that he foretold a terrible, a horrible litany of kelalot, of consequences, cusses, right? But curses in the sense of consequences for disobedience, for breaking the covenant, the brit, including the prospect of being scattered among the Goyim, scattered among other, all the other nations and nationalities, black, white, or otherwise, non-partial, because of Ha'am, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel's future disobedience, hard of hearing, disobedience, right? Not hearing, or even hearing, but not obeying, their disobedience. Now, Moses, he concluded here in this 50th sabbatical study, Ki Tavo, by declaring that Ha'am, Amo, the people, had not yet attained, quote, a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to obey. So Moses concludes here in the Phidias, right, Ki Tavo, right, with declaring that the people, Jah people, had not yet attained, quote, a heart to call, a heart to know, not a heart to believe, not a heart to guess, or even a heart to have faith, but a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear. Hear, hear, hear. I wonder why we say that so much. Hear,
sabbatical
hear, hear.
Study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
And here even the season, the reason for the season, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, soul searching, the soul searching time leading up to the high holy days right here, here, here at the end of the year. Yes, 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 that classic Johnny Osborne, Purify Your Heart. So that was a overview for Ki Tavo. All right, let's touch on right here, the midway day of the Shavuot. So here we're at the fourth day, right, the fourth day of what they call the week, right, the Shavuot, the sabbatical, I Rastafari, referred to as a strong, sabbatical strong. So here, let's get in some Q&As here for this Ki Tavo. When you become in, context, when you become into the land, Ki Tavo, when you go in to the land. So here with the parsha that the Torah reading and feeding here in the season, the questions, go to about 13 or so of these questions right here for this Ki Tavo. First one, what does the phrase Ki Tavo, what does it mean, Chaberim? Here we pick up with Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 26, verse 1. Ki Tavo. Now, we like the Afro-Shemitic pointing. I'm not getting to all of that. But we recommend to our brothers and sisters, you know, even sometimes start out with the modern Hebrew. When I hear like Queen Makeda and the Hebrew studies from the basic, you know, to intermediate to the advanced studies, if ones and ones seek to get a link on that, then look up Queen Makeda. She's out there, and, you know, also her page, Queen Makeda, M-A-K-E-D-A-H, right? But we'll make a link right there. This is for ones who are seeking to learn, like the modern Hebrew helps to give an insight. Now, we often point out the ancient pointing, like modern Hebrew, Ki Tavo, Shavat Ki Tavo. That's the modern Hebrew. More of the ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing Ki Tavo, right? But once we learn the basic Hebrew glyphs, you'll be able to see this for yourself, right? What does the phrase Ki Tavo mean, Chaverim? Ki Tavo. Tavo come from the Hebrew ba. Ba means like to enter, to go in. Ki, when, Tavo, speaking to a singular male. If When I speak to one male, I say, ki tabo, like when you enter, when you go in, right? When you enter, when you, male, enter in. So this is spoken to call Yisrael, all of Israel. Remember the whole corporate, right, sense where many people, right, in law are as one person, right? So speaking to all of, like, the sons of Israel as one man, ki tabo, when you, when the I, singular, come in. From the imperfect Hebrew form of the verb, right, from ba, but the imperfect form is bo, bo, boa, bo, boa, to come or to go. So it has a sense, according to the context, to come or to go. The go is like to go in. This implied that the following instructions regarding the bikurim, the first fruits, apply to each individual in his indivisible dual capacity, each individual who entered the land, right? Each man them, right? Each mine and mine and all mine, right? As one man, that corporate sense, even in the new covenant, Brit Chadasha, we all members of the body, and Moshiach is the Rosh, is the Rosh, is the head of the body. Question number two. For Ki Tabo, how long did it take for Yisrael to take possession of the land and to settle in her, according to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1? It took 14 years, right? According to Judaic tribe and tradition, it took 7 years to conquer the land, and most of it is based on diligent studying of the scripture. It took 7 years to conquer the land and 7 years to settle it. And therefore, the obligation to offer first fruits was operational, was only in effect. Like you say, when a law is ratified and it's put into effect, it was only operational after all the Yisraeli, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, had obtained an inheritance. So thus, from the scriptures, you go forward to the other books like, you know, Judges, but Joshua mainly, Joshua, and you can put together that context of the 14 years, right? 7 years to war and to conquer the land, and 7 years to settle her and to settle in her, to settle in the promised land of Yahweh Eloheinu. Question three, Kaveri. What was done with the, quote, first of all the fruit, end quote, of the land that was harvested, according to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 2? Well, some of the bikurim, the first fruits, were to be set aside and put in a basket to be presented to Yahweh, to Jehovah at the Mikdash, at the sanctuary. Question four. Were all the bikurim, the first fruits, to be offered at the Mikdash, at the sanctuary? No. Lo means no. Lo, no. Only, according to HaTorah, only the choicest, the best of the best, only the choicest of fruits were to be offered. Only the best of the best, the choicest fruits were to be offered. Not all the first fruits, but the choicest of the bikurim. Question five. How did an Israelite farmer designate bikurim, first fruits of his harvest? Well, as soon as the fruit began to ripen, he would tie a reed around the fruit to indicate that they were bikurim. They were first ones. So bikurim, first ones, right? First fruits, bikurim, first ones. Question number six. Let's list the Shabbat HaMinim. Shabbat HaMinim, Shabbat HaMinim. The Shibat HaMinim. This was the seven species of fruit found in the promised land according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 8. What were these Shabbat HaMinim? They were the wheat, the seven, wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates and or honey, and or the honey that was made from the dates. Again, the Shabbat HaMinim, the seven species, the seven kind, the seven species of fruit found in the promised land were the wheat, the barley, the grapes, the figs, the pomegranates, the olives, and the dates / honey made from dates. Note that the ancient sages identified these fruits, Purim, these particular fruits as Bikurim, as first ones or as first fruits. Question number 7. When were Bikurim, first fruits, offered? When were the first fruits offered at the Mikdash, at the sanctuary? Right? Here. Only after Shabuot or harvest, the feast of weeks, right? Shabuot, harvest, which is sometimes called Chag Bikurim. Chag is like a feast, the festival of the Chag, right? Chag Bikurim, the festival of first fruits. Bikurim were associated with the harvest season, though they could be presented at the sanctuary until the time of Sukkot, the autumnal festival at the end of the year, which is coming up. Question number eight. What was to be done with the first fruits of the harvest? According to Deuteronomy 26 and 3, what was to be done with the Bikurim of the harvest? Well, they were to be collected into a basket that was taken to the officiating priest, the anointed and officiating priest at the sanctuary, the holy place. The offerer was to declare that they were Bikurim offerings. They were first ones, first fruits offerings, and to recite words of gratitude for inheriting the land as Yahweh Eloheinu, as Jehovah our almighty power Elohim had promised. Question number 9. What did HaKohen, the priest, do with the basket of first ones, first fruits of Bikurim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 4. HaKohen, the priest, would place his hand over the owner's hand and wave the fruit before setting it before the altar. And we often point this out as a little footnote, that from our studies, the true sense of what's called the sign of the cross was based on the wave offering to those cardinal directions, and also based on what Yahuwah said to Abraham to look in these four directions. The four directions. Remember, the tabernacle is built on that square, as we would say. But that's what the priest would do, the wave. Place his hand over the owner's hand and wave the fruit that's in the basket before setting it on HaMizbeach, before setting it on the communal altar. Question number 10. What was required of the one who offered the first ones, the first fruits, the Bikurim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 5? Well, he was required to offer a response. As it says in the Hebrew, ve'anita, and he shall, and I shall answer, ve'anita, and response, offer a answer or a response. We're Anita. By making a formal declaration of his identity as a redeemed Yisraeli, as a redeemed Israelite, who was brought to the land by the grace and kindness of Yahuwah. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. This involves a brief review of the essential history of the Yisrael people, of Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, leading up to the time of the offering of the first fruits at the sanctuary, the holy place. The recitation of the history described in the verses in Deuteronomy chapter 25 from verse 5 to verse 11. Later, it formed the basis of the Pesach, the Passover Haggadah, the Passover narrative in Judaic and Yehudi history. Question number 11. Question 11 here for the sabbatical study, Shabbat Ki Tabo. Who was the, quote, wandering Aramean mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 5? Let me just do something right here. Just make sure the notes, there's not a typo in the notes right here. Let's just go to Deuteronomy chapter 25 at verse 5, right here. And see what it reads. Yeah, that's a typo right there. Apologies, slicha. Nah. Once again, that last part there, the recitation of history. Ah, Baruch Hashem, thank you, Father. You know, I caught that. It's something, no, it can't be chapter 25. It's not chapter 25, it's chapter 26. Let's go here, chapter 26, verse 5. The King James Version says, and thou shalt speak and say, listen to Yahuwah Eloheka, before the Lord thy God, Jehovah thy Elohim. A Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few and became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. But now in the Hebrew, we kind of read this particular verse as a whole reasonment on the proper translation of this particular verse. So here it says a Syrian ready to perish was my father, right? But when we look at the Hebrew, hold on right here, I have to get the Hebrew. That was the KJV. Let's get the Hebrew and go here for a moment. Deuteronomy chapter 26. So make an update there. The brief recitation is actually found in chapter 26, right? Chapter 26. At verse 5, and here a little more better from the Hebrew, it says, and thou shalt speak and say, Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, a wandering Aramean was my father, and he went down into Mitzrayim, Egypt, the Tawi, and sojourned there, few in number, and he became there a nation great, mighty, and populous, right? Now, there's another reading of that from the Hebrew. When we're reading in the Hebrew, right, the sense comes out, an Aramean planned to destroy my father, right? Now, we'll get into that right there because some point that to the incident between Laban and Jacob, right? But the basic reading we're going to hold to here is the wandering Aramean, although King James Version says right here, it says a Syrian ready to perish, while the Hebrew sense is there's not the word Syrian in the Hebrew right there. It's actually Aramean, right? It's actually Aramean. So where it says, where Anita, where Amarta, lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, and thou shalt speak. Well, really, it says, where Anita, and thou shalt respond, we Anita, we Anita, we Amarta, we Anita, we Amarta, and you, the I, shall answer, we Anita, and the I shall answer, we
Amarta, and shall speak Lifne Yahweh Loheka before he who be thy power, thy almighty power, right? Amari, Arami obeyed Avi. Arami obeyed Avi. A wandering Aramean, my father. So it doesn't say Syrian. That's often brought out when you start to translate from the Septuagint Bible, but in the Hebrew, right, we have Arami, right? Aramean obeyed, wandering or lost in a sense, Abi, right, my father. So just want to make a note on this right here. So the declaration is in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 5 to 11, that later formed the basis of what we know as the Passover Haggadah, the Passover narrative in Yehudi history, right? And then what it says is like to teach your children, and, you know, if they shall ask, well, why do you do this? Why do you do that? So this is where the tradition to quote and to refer to the scriptures in many of these feast festivals is actually taken from what Yahuwah himself declares through Moses that we are to do, for example, you know, at bringing forward the first fruits. So question number 11, who was the wandering Arami obeyed? Who was the wandering Aramean mentioned in Deuteronomy 26, verse 5? The word Aramean is Arami. Arami, which means one from Aram, which later in history was known as Syria, where the city of Aleppo now stands. The word Aramaic, it comes from this word, Arami. Now, some of the scholars like Rashi, he thought that the Aramean mentioned here was Laban, as we just mentioned, the nefarious uncle of Yaakov, of Jacob. And therefore, he translated this as an Aramean, Laban, sought to destroy, from the Hebrew, obeyed, my father, right? Rambam, another Judaic scholar, thought that the Aramean might have been Abraham, since he was born and raised in the easternmost part of Aram, or what we can say that part we've referred to as the Kedem, right? The Kadmon, the Kedem, the easternmost part of Aram, which was known as Ur of Mesopotamia, or some would say Ur of the Chaldees. Now, Ibn Ezra, another scholar, thought that this Aramean, because this is a Arami obeyed Abi, ma, you know, like who is this one? It doesn't state who this one is in the declaration that the Israelite is to make. So many have thought, well, maybe the Aramean was Laban. He was an Aramean. Maybe the Aramean was Abraham. Ibn Ezra brings it a little more forward, saying that this refers to Jacob. Why? Because Jacob, who went down to Egypt, why? Why Yered Mitzrayma? He who went down to Egypt, few in number, and there became a nation great, mighty, and populous. So in the fullest sense, Ibn Ezra is like most right and exact on this from the scripts, but it's the reasonment that ones may reason on. A few more questions here. Question 12. How do the verses found in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 6 to 9, summarize the events of the Yetziat, the Exodus? Well, these verses are the essence of the Magid. You know the Magid? Magid means like to tell, the telling. in Hebrew, the Magid, from Haggadah, Magid, right? Haggid, Magid. The Magid section of the Pesach Seder, the Passover Seder. The Mitzrayim, right, according to the narrative, were at this point cruel to the Hebrews and the Bnei Yisrael, and made them suffer through what the scripture brings out as a form of forced labor, right? And the Bnei Yisrael, the Hebrews, they cried out to Yahuwah, and Elohim heard their cries. And Elohim saw, right, our suffering, the harsh labor, the stress, and brought us Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, the two lands, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, with great visions, signs, and miracles. Ha'el, the Almighty, then brought us to Ha'makom, right, Hazeh, to this place, this spot. What's that spot? The sanctuary, the holy place. And gave us this land, the promised land, that flows with milk and honey, or in the Hebrew sense, Zevat Chalav U Devash. Zabat Chalav U Devash. In other words, flowing, right, milk and honey, that sense of flowing milk and honey, a land that flows with milk and honey. Zabat Chalab, Debash, honey. Question number 13, Chaberim. After the declaration was made, what was required, according to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 10 to 11? After that declaration had been made, what was required? The basket that was being waved during this declaration was set down before HaMizbeach, before the altar, and the person would bow and worship Yahuwah, right? Bow and worship He who be, who be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. After this, the Shelamim, right, the Shelamim, which is the peace offerings, they were sacrificed, and Simcha, right, a festival meal, a happy, a sense of happy, Samach, Simcha, a festival, a festive, like a happy meal, right? Ain't that something? Simcha is a festive meal, but in Hebrew, Samach means to be happy, so a more better translation of Simcha is like a happy meal, right? So a happy meal was shared with family members, with the Levite Halloween, and with the Gerim, like sojourners, like even strangers that sojourn, that live with I and I. As it says in HaTorah, you shall rejoice in all the good, the tov, that Yahuwah Eloheka has given to you and to your household, to your whole house. Gonna steal it right here, question 14, Chaberim, and continue and pick up from here and forward to y'all willing. What is the sabbatical year? Right? What is the sabbatical year? In the agricultural cycle of years, the seventh year is a sabbatical, a sabbatical for the land. And this in the Torah, this Shabbat for the land, this sabbatical for the land is called Shemitah. Shemitah. Shemitah in the Hebrew means the year of release, where like debts and other obligations, you know, certain debts and everything was released and no work was done in the land. The land, she would be able to enjoy her Sabbaths. So the sabbatical year in the agricultural cycle of years is the seventh year. The sabbatical, the Shabbat for the land, the rest for the land. And this is also known as the Shemitah. Shemitah. Shemitah, or the release, the release. So here, yes, Rastafari.
When I go look back but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. When I go look back but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. Cubs ladder, miss a week.
Are we? Yes, sir. Day of harvest coming forward. Love this classic tune by Don Carlos. Day of harvest. Listen, listen to the relix. Yes, sir.
Out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Woe be unto those that say they have been swayed. Woe be unto those that say they do, and they are not. Cause they shall be cast away, like the chaff at the wind, driven away, I say. Oh yeah, oh well. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. I shall clean out the bad weeds, yes, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yes, to the black and white oppressors who have oppressed their children innocently. Oh yes, I say, Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa.
God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble. Thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off? And thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our and tread down our and tread down our and tread down our end.
I'm giving it 20 bags, 30 bags.
Mizmor Samach. Lamnatseach al Shushan Edut. Michtam le David le Lamed. Vehatsoto et Aram Naharaim. Vet Aram Tsova. Vajashov Yoav. ויח את אדום בגי מלח שנים עשר א' אלוהים זנחתנו פרצתנו ענפת תשובב לנו הרעשת ארץ וצמת רפה שבריה חימת הראית עמך קשה השקיטנו יין תרעלה נתת לרעך נס להתנוסס מפני קושת סלע למען יחלצון ידידיך הושיע ימינך וענני אלוהים דיבר בקודשו אעלוזה אחלקה שכם ועמק סוכות המדד לי גלעד ולי מנשה ואפרים מעוז ראשי יהודה מחוקקי מואב סיר רחתי על אדום אשליך מעלי עליי ולשת התרועי מי יובילני עיר מצור מי נחני עד אדום הלא אתה אלוהים זנחתנו ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו אהבה לנו עזרת מצר ושב תשועת אדם ואלוהים נעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרינו, 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 צרינו.
Hear them, Harik, Dubois, yes, sir.
መዝሙር 59 በቅንፍ 60 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የሶርያን ሁለቱን ወንዞችና የሶርያን ሶባልን ባቃጠለ ጊዜ ኢዮአብም ተመልሶ ከኤዶማውያን ሰዎች በጨው ሸለቆ 12000 በገደለ ጊዜ ለትምህር የዳዊት ቀኔ አቤቱ ጣልህን አፈረስህንም ተቆጣህን ይቅርም ማለት ምድርን አናወጥካት አወካትም ተናውጣለችና ቁስሏን ፈውስ ለሕዝብ ጭንቅና ሳይያቸው አስደንጋጩንም ወይን አጠጣህ ከቀስት ፊት ያመልጡ ዘንድ ለሚፈሩህ ምልክትን ሰጣቸው ወዳጆችህ እንዲድኑ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም ተካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶሚያስ ላይ ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰው ማዳን ከንቱ ነው በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱ የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋልና
Psalm 60 O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our army? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, 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 tread down our end.
Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Mizmor Samech. Psalm 60. Psalm LX. Mizmor Samech. La Menatseyach. Al Shushan. Edut. Niktam. Le Dawid. Lamed, for the leader, for the chief musician, La Menatseyach, for the leader, for the Menatseyach, chief musician, overcomer, upon all Shushan Edut, all Shushan Edut, a Miktam, Miktam, Miktam. Miktam, a Miktam, Le David of David, Le Lamed, Le Lamed, Le Lamed, to teach. Now here in the Midrash notes here for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60, Miktam, in the title, the superscription, Miktam, may mean stela, a stela, a monument, a stela, a stela. That meaning there of miktam, it fits neatly into the development of the argument, the reasonment that hear, Shema Yisrael, the argument, the reasoning that here follows. La menatseyach al shushan edut miktam le David le lamed. For the leader upon Shushan Edut. Shushan Edut, 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 Miktam of David to teach. The phrase Shushan Edut, Lily Shushan of testimony, Edut, Edut, Shushan Edut, Lily of testimony, is to be read in the light of the verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah 50 and 8, that reads, he is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? He is near that justifieth I.
who will contend with Hot?
Karo Matsadiki Niyariviti.
He is near that justifieth Hot. Karo Matsadiki. Who? Me. Who? Me. Who will contend? Me Yariv. Me Yariv. Me Yariv. E.T. Who will contend? E.T. 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 With me. With I. Aro. Matsadiki. Me Yariv. E.T. Me Yariv. E.T. To what time, to what Iowa do the words, he is near that justifieth me, that justifieth I. Karov Matsadiki. He is near that justifieth me, refer. To what time? To the time, to the Iowa after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, gave HaTorah, gave the Torah to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel. HaTorah, the Torah, where from they could draw testimony, edut, against all the nations. The Torah, HaTorah, Jah's direction, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, HaTorah, where from they could draw testimony against all the nations, the Gentiles, all the Goyi. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech, Hebraically, the second verse that reads, when he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, Behatzoto et Aram Naharaim with et Aram Zobah, when he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, Behatzoto et Aram Naharaim v'et Aram Zobah. That is when Joab went to make war with Aram, the Arameans, said to him, art thou not Jacob's descendant? Art the I? Is the I Yaakov's descendant? And therefore, does not a covenant exist between us, between I and I? For Laban, for Laban, our forefather said, according to the words of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 31, verses 44, 45, and 48, now come, let us make a covenant, I and thou, I and the I. And Yaakov took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Laban, Laban said, this heap is witness between me and thee, between I and the I, this day. Ve'ata lecha nikareta vrita ani va'ata v'hayal aida v'ni v'ni uv'necha. And now, ve'ata, ve'ata, come, come, lecha, lecha, make a covenant, cut a covenant, ve'ata, lecha, nikarita, breathe, I and thou, ani, wa'ata, and make it be, with Haya for a witness lit aid between me and thee. Baini u Beinecha. Baini u Beinecha. And Jacob and Yaakov. And Jacob took up a stone
Vayikach Yaakov Aren Vayarimeha Matseva Matseba. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. Vayikach Vayikach Yaakov Aren Vayarimeha Matseba. And Laban and Laban said, Vayomer Lavan, Vayomer Lavan, Vayomer Laban. And Laban and Laban said, this heap is witness between me and thee, between me and the eye this day. Hagal hazeh aid veini ua veinecha hayom. This heat is witness between me and thee, between I and the eye this day. Hagal hazeh aida beini yo'ua beineka hayom. When Joab heard this, he knew not how to contend, with it. And he came to David and said, Aram spoke thus and thus, like this and like this to me, to I. At once David assembled the Sanhedrin, to whom Solomon alluded in the verse, even the verse from Song of Songs. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat set about with lily. Hear from Shir HaShirim. Ha mazega bitnech iremataki masuga ba shoshani. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat set about with lily. Ha mazega bitnech iremataki suga ba shoshani. Wheat symbolizes Torah. Wheat symbolizes Torah. And lilies symbolize sages. Thus the phrase Shushan Edut, the lily of testimony, is taken to refer to the sages of the Sanhedrin, who teach out of their da'at, out of their knowledge, their gnosis of testimony, or out of their knowledge of Torah, out of their knowledge of testimony or Torah. The assembly, the Sanhedrin declared, our fathers made two covenants. Abraham made one of the two, as it is said, even in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 21, verses 22, 23, and 32, where it reads, and it came to pass at that time, at that hour, that Abimelech spoke to Abraham, now therefore swear to me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me. So they made a covenant. Vayehi ba'eta hahia vayomer Avimelech el Avraham lemor v'ata hishava'ali velohima heina im tia shikorli vayikrito Berit, Wayikarito Berit. So they made a covenant. Now when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, were about to enter the land of the Philistines, it was said to them, are you not sons of Abraham? And will you not keep the obligations of the covenant that Abraham made with Abimelech, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel. The Israelites reply, indeed, we would keep the covenant, but you are not the Philistines. For the Philistines, the Philistines, have long since departed. The testimony of Scripture in the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 23. The Avim dwelt in villages as far as Gaza, but the Kaphtorim that came forth out of Kaphtor destroyed them. The Ha'avim, Hayashavim, Ba'chotzerim, Ad Alza, Kaphtorim, Hayotzaim, Miyakafatora, Hisha Midum, Vayeshvu Tachtam. The Avim, the Avim, Ha Avim, Ha Avim, the Avim, the Avim, the Avim, Ha Avim, the Avim were thus the aboriginal Philistines, the original Philistines, with whom the covenant Ha-Brit had been made, whereas the Kaphtorim were interlopers. Into their name, Kaphtor, Kaphtorei, into their name, Kaphtor, is also read from the Kaf, Fe, the Re, Resh, violate or break. Hence, within this Hebraically, invalidate concerning the name of the Kaphtori. So, this proves that you, that y'all, invalidated the oath. Thereupon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, entered the land of the Philistines, entered the land of the Philistines, and possessed it, and possessed Har. So too, when the Arameans said to Iob, said to Joab, are you not the sons of Yaakov? And did not Aram make a covenant with Yaakov, with Jacob, when Laban said, this he be witness, and the pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou, the eye, shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar to me for harm. Aid Hagal Hazeh, this he be witness. Aid Hagal Hazeh, with Aidah Ha Matzeva, Ani Lo Evor Leka, Eta Hagal Haze, with Ata Lo Ata Evor Helaya, Eta Hagal Haze, with Eta Ha Matzeva Hazot Li Ra'a. This he be witness, and the pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, the eye, and that thou, the eye, shall not pass over this heap and this pillar to me, to I, li ra'ah, for harm, for evil. Joab is to reply, but were not the Arameans first to pass over this pillar with intent, li ra'ah, intent to harm, for evil? Indeed, on his way to curse Israel, Bil'am, Balaam, admitted in Bamidbar in Numbers 23 and 7, Balak, the king of Moab, bringeth me from Aram. Did not Balaam admit this, saying, Minam Yanchini of Balak, from Aram Balak brought I. Minam Yanchini of Balak. And this was not the only time that the Arameans passed over this pillar. Hamatzeva Hazot, this pillar, with intent, li-ra'ah, for harm, intent to harm, intent li-ra'ah, for evil. For scripture's testimony in the days of Kushan Rishathaim is that the children of Israel served Kushan Rishathaim, king of Aram Naharaim, even in Judges chapter 3, verse 8. Vayacharafa Yahuwah be Yisrael vayima kareima biyada kushana risha atai melek rama naharaim. Therefore the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Kushan Rishathaim, king of Aram Naharaim. Wayeharafa Yahweh the Israel, Wayayima Karema Biyada Kushana Rishathaim Melek Aram Naharaim. Thus, like this, Aram condemns itself by two iniquities. One of the time of Balaam, and one of the time of Kushan Rishathaim. So after they of the great assembly, the Sanhedrin, taught him this, David said, to the eternal, Lamanatayach, in praise of the lily of testimony, Al Shushan Edut, Miktam of David, for the teaching of the sages. Miktam le David le lamed. Hear. In today's daily psalm, the opening verse, the superscription of Mizmor Samek, Psalm 60, Psalm LX. Laminat Tzayach al Shushan Edut Miktam le David le lamed. And David said, to the eternal, Laminat Tzayach, in praise of the lily of testimony, Al Shushana Edut, Michtam Lidawid of David, Lilamed, for the teaching, concerning the teaching of the sages. Behatsoto Aram Naharaim and Aram Zobah. Behatzoto et rama nahiraima v'et rama tzova. What is meant by the word behatzoto? What is meant by the word behatzoto? These words that are usually rendered when he strove with. Behatzoto, when he strove with. B'Hatoto. It means that Joab set Aram on fire. Here, Hebraically, this is derived from the word tzut. B'Hatoto. And Joab set Aram on fire. B'Hatoto. Deriving B'Hatoto from tzut, set on fire. Or some of the sages say it may mean that he riddled it with arrows. Apparently reading the word b'chatzoto, reading chatzoto, and deriving it from chetz, arrow. Again, it may mean that he took up, here, perhaps deriving chatzoto from chetzi, half. Since Joab did not divide the two Arams. According to this variant Targum interpretation, it may be that the commentator thought here of the word, the Hebrew word, chutz, outside. The translation would then be, quote, He deported the people of Aram Naharaim. He deported, put them outside, put them bechutz, because of their chutzpah, put them outside. It may mean that he took up the people of Aram Naharaim and set them in Aram Zobah, and that he set the people of Aram Zobah in Aram Naharai. And Eo returned and smote Edom. Here, Hebraically, today's daily psalm, Psalm 60, the 2b, the 2b part of the verse. Vayashav Yoav, and Joab returns. Vayak, and smote et Edom, and smote Edom. Vayashav Yoav, Vayak et Edom. Elohim, Zenachtanu, Ferratzitanu, Anafta, Teshovev Lanu, O Elohim, thou hast cast I off, thou the eye hast broken us, I and I down, thou the eye hast been angry, O restore I and I again. Elohim, Zenachtanu, Tratzitanu, Anafta, Tetshobib, Lanu, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, I cast you off because you cast me off. I cast the eye off because the eye cast eye off. As Scripture says, even in Hosea, 8:3, Israel hath cast off that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. Zanach Yisrael Tov, Oyev Yirdefo, Israel hath cast off that which is good. Zanach Yisrael Tov, the enemy, Oyev, the enemy shall pursue him, Oyev Yirdefo. But though thou hast been angry with me, with thy turn, and come back to me, come back to I, as is said in Isaiah, Isaiah 12 and 1, where it reads, though thou wast angry with me, may thine anger be turned away, and do the eye comfort me. Ki anastah be, for though thou wast angry with me against me, ki anastah be, yasho apika, thine anger is turned away, yashov apika, yashov apika, yashov apika, uate nachemeni, and thou comfortest I, uate nachemeni. Thou hast made the land to shake, thou the eye hast cleft it. Hear, Mizmor Samech, Hebraically, right here, Psalm 60, here, fourth verse. Thou hast made the land to shake. Hir ashtaha eret, thou hast cleft it. Amtaha, thou hast cleft her, thou hast made the land to shake. Hir ashta eret, thou the eye has cleft it, has cleft her. Pitsamtaha, the eye has split her. When Joab said, O God, thou the eye has cast us off. Elohim, the nachtanu, the eye has, the nachtanu, has cast I and I off. The earth she shook, the earth shook, because she was cleft, she was split and rolling under his feet. Joab found himself unable to continue fighting. Thereupon, Dawid stood up, and he prayed, heal the breaches thereof, heal the breaches thereof, for she tottereth. Refah shevareha, heal the breaches thereof, refah shevareha. Ki matah, for she tottereth. Ki matah, refa shibareha. Ki matah. What is the literal meaning of pitsamtaha? What is the literal meaning of pitsamtaha? Thou hast cleft it. The eye has cleft her. It means that thou, the eye, has split apart the doors of the earth. Thus in Aramaic, the word for sections. In the verse found in Yeremiyahu in Jeremiah 36, verse 23, where it reads, when Jehudi had read three or four sections, we find the word is pitsimim, splitting, pitsimim. Our masters also speak of, quote, a potsherd big enough to place between one split board, one pitsim, and another. Wayehiya kia karoa Yehudi shalosha delatota
We'arba'ah.
And here, Hebraically, the fifth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Here, that reads, Thou, the eye, hast made thy people to see hard things. Thou hast made us, made thine eye, to drink the wine of astonishment. To drink the wine of astonishment. Tar-Ela. Here. Hira-Ita. Ameka. Kasha. Kishak-Itanu. Yayin. Tar-Ela. Thou hast made thy people to see hard things. Thou, the eye, hast made us, made thine eye, to drink the wine of staggering. Hirita ameka kasha. Hishakitan yain tar-ela. The wine of staggering. Yain tar-ela. How is tar-ela read literally? It is read as tar, to tear, and ola, its yoke. And thus intimates that the yoke of Torah has been torn from I and I. And so some amend this here. Dr. Saul Lieberman's suggestion, the ET has olam, world, which some say does not make any sense. Thus, the word tar-ela being read as tar, to tear, and ola, its yoke, thus intimating that the yoke of Torah, Jah's direction, instructions, has been torn from us, from I and I. Here, the next verse of Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60, Psalm LX, here, in this Midrash, in this study, where it reads, Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed. Thou, the eye, has given a banner to them that fear, that reverence thee, the eye, that it may be displayed. Natata liyareka nes lehita noseis mipne koshet zela. On what account was it given? For the sake of arrow straight going. For the sake of arrow straight going. That is, for the sake of the truth forever. For the sake of the truth. Mipaneya koshet selah. For the sake of the truth forever. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. And answer I. Lima'an ye halutzuna ye dideka hoshi'a yemineka wa'enenu, and answer me. Wa'enenu, and answer I. And answer I and I. The phrase, with thy right hand, with thy right hand, yeminecha, with the eye, yemen, the eye, right hand, yeminecha. This alludes to HaTorah, to the direction, instruction, the teaching of the Majesty that was given with Ha'el, Elohim's right hand. As it is said even in Devarim and Deuteronomy 33 and 2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. Mimino Eish Dot Lama. Mimino Eish Dot Eish Dot Lama. At his right hand, Mimino was a fiery Lord, Eish Dot Lama, for them. Mimino Eish Dot Lama. Eish Dot, fiery Lord. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, dost thou seek this hand? Does the eye seek this hand? I shall give it thee the eye again, as scripture says in Isaiah 11:11, where it reads, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people. Wahaya Bayom Pahu Yosif Adonai Shenita Yado Liknota Eta Shar Ammo. And it shall come to pass, Wahaya Wahaya Wahaya, and it shall come to pass, Wahaya Bayom Pahu, in that day, Bayom Pahu, Yosif Adonai Shenita Yado, that Adonai Yosif Adonai will set his hand, Shenita Yado, set his hand again the second time, Liknota Eta Shar Ammo, to recover the remnant, the remnant of Ammo, of his people. Liknota Eta Shar Ammo. Wahaya Bayom Hahu Yosif Adonai Shenit Yado Liknota Eta Shar Ammo. Gilead is mine, Li Gilad. Gilead is mine, Li Gilead. Hear, the 8th verse in Mizmor Samek. Ha'el, the true God said, I am he who wrought a miracle for Yiftah the Gileadite, for Jephthah the Gileadite. And I am also he who wrought a miracle for Gideon, the son of Joash of the tribe of Manasseh. His deliverance, thy deliverance was thy deliverance for only an hour, only an hour, but in the everlasting Zaman Haba, Eita Haba, at time I was to come, I shall deliver you through the Messiah, Ha Moshiach, the son of Ephraim, and through Ha Moshiach, through the Messiah, Ben Dawid of the tribe of Judah, and through the Messiah, the son of David of the tribe of Yehuda, of the tribe of Judah. Ephraim also is the strength of my beginning. With Ephraim, Ma'oza Roshi, is the strength of my beginning, my head. Ephraim also is the defense of my head. Where Ephraim, Ma'oz Roshi, Ha Moshiach, the Messiah, Ben Ephraim, the son of Ephraim, will be the first to take upon himself the yoke of kingship. But Judah is my scepter. Yehuda mechokaki. Judah is mechokaki, my scepter. Yehuda mechokaki. That is Ha Moshiach, the Messiah. Ben David, the son of David, will finally rule. Moab's my washpot. Moab, Sir Rachi, Moab, Sir Rachi is my wash pot. Hear, 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 the next verse, Mizmor Samek, the Yod verse. As it is said, quote, and they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines on the west. Together, together, they shall spoil the children of the east. They shall put forth their hand upon Edom and Moab, upon Edom and Moab, as we have in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 11 and 14. Hence, hear, 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 hear my words, the words, the words. Moab, Sir Rachi. Moab is my wash pot. This means that Moab, the Moors, Moab is like a pot that a man pushes away after he has washed his feet in it. Upon Edom do I cast my shoe, upon Edom, all Edom, Ashlik na'ili, all Edom, Ashlik na'ili, upon Edom, do I cast my shoe, Ashlik na'ili. To trample it underfoot, as is said even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, in Isaiah 26 and 6, where it reads, the foot shall trample it down. This is the foot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. For scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 63 and 3, yea, I trod them in mine anger and trampled them in my fury, even the feet of the poor, from Yeshayahu, Isaiah 26 and 6. That is the King Messiah, Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, poor and riding upon an ass, poor and riding up on an ass, as Zechariah 9 and 9 reads, will trample Edom down, and so too will the steps of the needy, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah 26 and 6. That is, the steps of Yisrael, the steps of Israel, of whom it is said even in Judges 6 and 6, and Israel was greatly impoverished, and Yisrael was greatly impoverished. Alai Peleshet Hitaro'ai Philistia Hitaro'ai Hitaro'ai, because of me. Hear, hear, hear. 10th verse, Hebraic, of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek. Philistia, Hitaro'ai, because of me. Some take Hitaro'ai to mean be broken, as in the verse from Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 24:19, the earth is broken down. But others take Hitaro'ai to be a war cry. Hitaro'ai. The words, who will bring me? Who will bring I into the fortified city? Me. Yovelei ni ya'ir matzor. Who will bring I into the fortified city? According to the 11th verse, Hebraically, of today's daily psalm. This allude to the war against Rome, against Rome, against Rome, the war against Rome. Mi yobele ni ira matsor. The words, who will lead me? Who will lead I to Edom? Who will lead I to Edom? Mi nahani at Edom? Who will lead I at Edom to Edom? Mi nahani at Edom? Who will lead I to Edom? This alludes to the war against Constantinople, the war against the Byzantine Empire, or Constantinople. At the time, the Iowa that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, the children of Israel will find themselves in great trouble. And they will pray, will not thou, O Elohim, that had cast us off, and thou, O Elohim, that didst not go out with our armies, give us help from trouble? Will not the eye give us help from trouble? Hello, Ata, Elohim, the Nachetani. Has not the eye? Hello, Ata, Elohim, the Nachetani. Cast I and I off with Lote, say Elohim, this evil denu, and thou the eye goest not forth, not forward, O Elohim, with Lote, say Elohim, with I and I host this evil denu, within I and I host this ibotenu. And when they see Nehemiah, the son of Hushiel, dead before the gates of Jerusalem, dead before the gates of Jerusalem. Hear, Nehemiah, the son of Hushiel. They say that is Messiah, the son of Joseph. Some say the forerunner of Moshiach, Ben David. This is one interpretation of, and when they see Nehemiah, the son of Hushiel, dead before the gates of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Arasalam, they will say, for vain is the help of man, for vanity, for vain. Havalanu Ezra Mitar. Give us help from the adversary, from the Tsar. Havalanu Ezra Mitar. Give us help from trouble. But when they see Nehemiah, the comfort of Jah, Jehovah, the son of Hushiel, dead before the gates of Yerushalayim, they will say, Vishava Teshuat Adam. For vain is the Teshuat, the help, the salvation of Adam. Vishava Teshuat Adam. For vain is the salvation of Adam. Vishava Teshuat Adam. Through Elohim, we, I and I, shall do valiantly. Belohim, na isse chayil. We will do chayil, chayil. We will do valiantly. Belohim, in the true good, the true God. Be Elohim, Belohim, na isse chayil. We will do chayil, na isse chayil, na isse chayil, na isse chayil. We will do chayil, for he it is that will tread down our adversaries. For he it is with who Yavus Areinu. The who Yavus Areinu. With who Yavus Areinu. For it is he. For he it is that will do the treading down of our adversaries. Through Elohim we will do power. We will do chayil, chayil, chayil. Elohim na iseh chayil. Wuhu yabus tzareinu.
God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things, thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, 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 tread down our end.
So we're going to need like a Gideon boot. So come forward, Richie. Richie Spicy.
Oh, na, na. Represent the truth. Me nah go see a road and see bad things and keep me mouth from you. I got a strong reggae beat with a mic in a me hand to lead out the youth about a destruction and tell the people they should know right from wrong. We got the strength, we got the power to help each other up the ladder. Don't be selfish to help your brother today. Just remember to hold your head high. It doesn't make sense when we fuss and fight. I need a Gideon boot and a khaki suit to stand out in a Babylon and defend the truth. Me nah gon' sit and fight and watch Babylon and keep me mouth from mute. I've got a strong reggae beat and a mic in a me hand to lead out the youth from out of destruction and let the people know right from wrong. Generation depends on you. Hey,
stand up in the Babylon and defend the truth. Me not go sit and fight and watch Babylon and keep me mouth from you. I've got a strong reggae beat and a mic in my hand to lead out the youth from out of destruction and let the people know right from wrong. Stand up in a Babylon and represent the truth. I write down me now go stand alone and keep me mouth from you. I need a thing with the beat with a mic in my hand.
Gideon Boot, yes sir.
You read the Bible, Greg?
Yes.
Oh, there's this passage. Got memorized. Sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
So make your decision. Make your decision. In the valley of decision. Valley of Jehoshaphat on the outro right here. Shalom, Havarim. Shalom.
From Bozrah with his garment tipped in blood. Lady it a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in Jehoshaphat. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in Jehoshaphat. When Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment tipped in blood. Lady it a go red hot, red hot, down in a Babylon. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in a Babylon. Waving trees before I drive through the ever fruit before they open out the door. Can't stand the sound of the tree before. Yeah. When Jah were born in a stable beside the grass, had his hay laid from Bozrah with his garment tipped in blood. Yes, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. when Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood. Yes, it's a go red and dread and dread and down in a Babylon. Oh, it's a go red and dread and dread and down in a Babylon. And one shall be taken away. Yes, it's a go red, a trade, a trade, a stone in